Or in Siman Tav Kuf Samach Beis, if of the Mechamish Azemas or Mekabla, when do you accept upon yourself this fast, a personal fast? Betfilas HaMincha, Omer Shomim Tfila, O Achar Shasim Tfila, So Kodem Shiyako Raglav, during the Mincha beforehand, you say during Shomim Tfila, or after you have finished your Shemon Asher, before you take your three steps back, meaning after you were at Zon. Hareini betanis yachid machar. That's what you say. You say, I am going to fast a private fast tomorrow. Yiratzon she tefilas biyom tanasi mekubelas, and my tefilas should be accepted. The Mishnah Berurah states that really lechatchila it's better to do it. It's better to daven mincha katana, which means 9.5 hours after the day and not beforehand. But b'diavad, if you daven mincha gadol, you can still accept upon yourself the fast during mincha gadol as well. Nachoron amar that b'diavad, even if you didn't accept upon yourself in tefilas mincha, you can accept it as long as it is still daytime. The reason it's okay to do this during Shemei Tefillah is because we know you're allowed to ask for personal bakashas during Shemei Tefillah, and it's not considered to be a hefsek because it's included in Shelas Tzrachav. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'diavad, if you didn't say Hareini Betanis Yachad Machar, and then Yiratzon, etc., you just said Hareini Betanis Machar, you didn't say Betanis Yachid, that's still considered like a Tanis Yachid, and it's going to count. When it comes to being Mekabel Tanis B'li Neder, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that, and Rav Yashar both say that that's meaningless, it doesn't count as a Kabbalah's Tanis, and Rav Vosner says the same thing. You can't say Hareini B'li Neder, I'm being Mekabel upon myself a Tanis, because that's like you weren't Mekabel upon yourself at all. The Machaber continues, Im lohosi befiv, if you didn't mention it out loud, Im hira belibo, shu mekabel tanis lemachar, havi kabbalah. If you thought about it in your heart that you're planning on accepting a fast, then that counts as a kabbalah. Bushara kim shas filas mincha, as long as you have that thought during mincha. Why? Mishnah Berurah says that even though when it comes to shvuan and neder, if you prohibit something upon yourself, you need to actually say befiv out loud, a tainis is considered like a neder shel tzedakah. And that counts enough. The Taz writes a different reason. The Taz says it's not because it's like tzedakah. Rather, since when you fast, you're losing some of your chela v'dam, it has the status of a korban, and just like by a korban, you can be volunteer something in your mind without saying it out loud. So too, when it comes to the fast. So either because it's like tzedakah or because it's like a fast, b'dievet, if you only thought of it during mincha, that counts. But you can't think about it beforehand. That would not work. The Ramah adds, Tov yoser lekablo achar tfila b'shas, Tefillah, Kadesh Olahavta Tefillah. So even though you can't say it during Shemayat Tefillah, it's better to do it right before Liyul Ratzon, etc., or after, before you move your feet back, because really, Hareini B'tanis Machar has nothing to do with Shmona Esrei. So therefore, even though you can say it in Shemayat Tefillah, it's better not to. And the Achronim write that even in Shemayat, if you're going to do it after you finish your Shmona Esrei, before you take it 3 steps back, it's still better to think about it during Shemayat Tefillah also. So do both. Think about it during Shemayat Tefillah that you're planning on accepting a fast, and then actually say it right before you finish your Shmona Esrei. Siv Zayin, Kibbol Avtanis Tefillah Sam Mincha, Af Pishu Ocha V'Shosa B'Layla, Lo Hifsid Klum. If you accept upon yourself to fast the next day, and you're eating at night, that's totally fine. V'Chenim Kibbol Av L'Sano Shol Shara B'Yamu Yoser Zachar Zeh. If you accept upon yourself to fast for 3 or 4 days, Lasanas biyam v'yochah b'leil, say you're going to fast during the day and eat at night. Afa pishu ocha kol alayli, even if you eat the whole night, lo hifzik klum, it's totally fine. Tavi kabal l'chulam, afa pishu l'kibo kol echad v'echav mincha shalafan. If it counts as a continuous acceptance, even though you're not doing a separate acceptance for each one. The Rama adds, "Vim kibal esanos shnei yamim ritzufin." If you accept upon yourself to fast 2 days in a row, mutar lecha b'layla shabanim. You can eat in the night in between. Imelo perish behedja af alalayla. Even if you didn't say that you were planning on not eating at night, va'azmas fal kol yom mincha anenu, and you can daven anenu at each mincha as well, because they count as a tanis yachid. If at mincha you accept upon yourself to fast 3 or 4 fasts, but not 3 or 4 continuous fasts. Like you said, you're going to fast every Monday, Thursday, Monday. It's unclear whether you need to have a separate Kabbalah for each Monday, Thursday, Monday, or you can have one Kabbalah for all of them. The Rama adds, the minhag is that we accept it one time, and that's enough. And this is what some poskim hold, and that's what our minhag is. Meaning, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Shabbos after Pesach and Sukkot, when they say at Shul, whoever accepts upon themselves a fast, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and they make a bracha for those people, Yiratzon for those people, and everyone answers Amen, that counts as a Kabbalah, and you don't need to personally Makabbalah on the Mincha beforehand, it's enough to have that public Kabbalah of just saying Amen. However, if they decide that they don't want to fast afterwards, that's fine. So if you're not sure if you're planning on fasting the Monday, Thursday, Monday or not, you should answer Amen to the Yiratzon, which is stead in on Shabbos after Pesach or Sukkot, and then you could always go back on it. But if they say the Yiratzon, you didn't say Amen, so then you're no longer able to accept it upon yourself afterwards. You would need an individual Kabbalah each Monday, Thursday, Monday.